You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Hey, Richard.
What's up, Logan?
Do you like the new t-shirt I'm wearing?
Wait, your shirt has a picture on it. And it has the Hey, I Got a New Book podcast logo. That is so cool. I want one.
Well, you can ask your dad to buy you one from our Tee Public store. The store has a great collection of merchandise, including t-shirts, hoodies, masks, and phone cases. It's a great way to show off support for our show.
I'll say, and that shirt looks great too. The kid on the right looks super pogi.
Pogi? What's pogi?
It's a Filipino word that means handsome.
Oh, you're right. I do look handsome. Thank you.
I said the one on the right.
Yeah, I'm the one on my right, so thanks.
No, I meant my right.
You should have said that.
Do they have stickers and mugs?
Yep, they even have pillows so you can lay your head down each night and fall asleep looking at me.
And end up having night meals.
Hey, that's not nice.
So, how do I listen to this and I get to the store?
Just go to our website, www.heygotanewbook.com, and click on the merchandise link.
Cool, I'm going to order today.
Awesome. Now, I think we better get back to the show, though.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Dusty, cue the music.
Welcome to the Hey, I've Got a New Book podcast, starring Logan D. and Richard S. Today's book is Bridge to Terabithia by Katherine Patterson. And now, here's Richard and Logan.
Hey, Richard, guess what?
What?
I know how to spell basically.
How do you spell basically?
B-A-S-I-C-A-L-L-Y. And guess what else?
What?
I got a new book.
Cool, what is it?
Bridge to Terabithia.
Nice. Who is the author?
Katherine Patterson.
This book was kind of a big deal when it came out, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a Newbery Medal winner in 1977 for the most distinguished contribution to American literature for children.
Wow, that's impressive. That's like a movie winning Best Picture.
Yes, it's pretty cool.
So, what is the story about?
According to the book description, Jess Ahrens has been practicing all summer so he can be the fastest runner in fifth grade. He almost is until a new girl in school, Leslie Brooke, outpaces him. The two become fast friends and spend most days in the woods behind Leslie's house where they invent an enchanted land called Terabithia.
Can you tell me about Jess?
So, Jess, at the beginning of the book, he seemed like what he thought was a nobody, like a ghost, like he was just there. And he has four sisters. He has one named Joyce Ann. He has one named Maybelle. He has one named Ellie, and he has one named Brenda. And he basically does all the chores in the house. Because the older two always have some kind of weird excuse to go shopping. So he's stuck at home doing the chores.
Are the sisters important to the story?
Kind of. Maybelle will introduce later, and the older two seem to, like, bother him. So it makes his life harder with them.
Can you tell me about Leslie?
So, Leslie is a tomboy. Do you know what that means?
No, what does it mean?
It means like a girl that likes to play with boy things.
Cool.
Leslie likes to do dangerous things. She's daring. And she likes to make up adventures.
Like what?
Like imaginary battles.
Any other she makes up?
She makes up things with ogres in it sometimes.
I kind of forgot what ogres are.
Like giants?
Oh, okay. Can you tell me about the imaginary land, Terabithia?
So Terabithia is a place in a forest across a stream. But in order to get to Terabithia, you have to swing across a rope and stick your landing on the other side. If you don't stick your landing, you'll fall in the stream. And in Terabithia is where they, it's like their playland. Like how me and Melody sometimes like to play out in the back.
Yeah.
They like to go to that area to play together and leak out their imagination.
Cool. Whose idea was it to create Terabithia?
Leslie's, because she was always like thinking of imagination and stuff. She got the idea.
And what is the bridge?
It actually isn't really a bridge. It's actually a rope on a crabapple tree.
What's a crabapple
tree? It's a tree for crabapples. Don't eat one. They taste terrible.
Okay. What are your thoughts on Terabithia, Logan? Would you like to go to an imaginary land like that?
Technically, I go to that every day when I like to run back and forth downstairs. My mind just travels off to the middle of nowhere.
So, yes or no?
Yes. It's like the long way of saying yes. What about you, Richard? What are your thoughts on Terabithia? Would you like to go to an imaginary land like that?
Kind of. I just would like to swing on that rope over and over because it seems like it would be really fun.
Yeah, the only problem is it might break because we had like a rope swing my dad built. And then one time when I was swinging on it, it just snapped and I fell to the ground. Luckily, it was only like about this high off the ground.
Oh, yeah. Like just falling your butt wouldn't hurt. So I kind of like to do that, but not for long, because if I do it for probably a long time, it might break, so not really. Are there any other characters in this book?
Yes, there's one called Janice Avery. She's like the school bully, because like every school has to have a bully. And she does mean stuff, and one time, Maybelle was so excited that she got Twinkies that she was boasting about it through the whole school bus, but Jane's just stole them off of her.
What does Jess and Leslie do to stop Janice from bullying Mabel?
They gave her a note to tell her to miss the bus and make her go behind the school like she was going to walk with her boyfriend. And he was going to walk her home, but that note was actually made by them, so they tricked her.
Got it. What would you do if someone bullied your younger sister?
I wouldn't have to worry about it, because it would probably be the other way around. My sister would probably be bullying them. But if I did see her bullying someone, I'd probably grab her and pull her away from that.
Okay.
What about you, Richard? How would you handle a bully that picked on your little brother?
I'll just tell them to, like, stop picking on my brother.
And what if they didn't?
I'd go get an adult.
Seems like a reasonable thing to do.
Something pretty big happens to really alter Leslie's story. While we don't want to spoil what happens, it really impacts the story. Were you surprised what happened?
Yes, I was. What about you, Richard? Were you surprised?
Yes, I was too. How did you react to the events that impacted Leslie?
I felt sad and sorry for Jess. Were you sad?
Yes. How does what happens to Leslie impact Jess?
Jess gets upset and runs off, but his dad catches him and puts him in the truck.
How does Jess react to that?
He like falls asleep and thinks it's a dream.
Okay, so because of what happens, Leslie can no longer be the queen. Is there a new queen?
Yes, Maybelle.
How did Jess decide that Maybelle would be the queen?
He just was like building an actual bridge for Terabithia and then pretended like the people in Terabithia were saying rumors thinking that she was going to be the new queen.
Cool. What change happens to Jess from the beginning of the book to the end of the book?
So he, like, starts off as a nobody and a ghost. It's just there. And turns into, Leslie's only friend. And then he, like, feels like he was actually somebody. And he was, like, inside of a shell without her. And then when she came along, he like cracked out his shell and turned into his full form.
Okay.
Richard, if I remember correctly, you picked this book. What made you pick it?
Well, I didn't really pick it. My dad did. He said it was a good book that he read when he was my age, and he thought I would enjoy it.
This book came out in 1977. Wasn't your dad already done with school then? How could he have read it when he was your age?
I know! My dad still thinks a tablet is a stone that you chisel words into with a hammer like Moses. So movable type probably had not been invented yet when he went to school.
That's funny!
So, Logan, how many chicken nuggets would you give this book?
I would give it 5.
What did you like about it to give it that many?
I liked it because it seemed like a story that could actually happen.
I know, it does.
How about you, Richard? How many chicken nuggets would you give this book?
3.
What did you like or not like to give it that score? Is it because your dad picked it?
No. So I don't like what happened to Leslie. Anything else you would like to add?
Did you know they made this book into a movie?
No.
Do you think you might want to go watch it now that you've read the book?
Maybe. Depends. Do you want to watch the movie?
Yes.
Okay. Because I actually might want to watch it with you.
As you know, movies aren't exactly like the book.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. This has been the Hey, I Got a New Book podcast. I'm Richard S.
And I'm Logan D.
Check out our show's website at heygotanewbook.com.
Follow us on Twitter at heygotabook.
Listen to us on the EMC Podcast Network.
And most podcast listening sites.
Leave us a rating and review at Podchaser, Apple, or Stitcher.
Yes, because it helps promote our show.
Check out our Facebook page, Hey, I Got a New Book podcast.
And lastly, check out our Tee Public store and get yourself some Hey, Got a New Book podcast merch.
Remember, you can pick up your very own copy of Newbery Award-winning Grinch the Terabithia by Katherine Patterson at your local bookseller, online, or most big box store.
But we suggest supporting your local bookstores and keeping them in business.
This has been the Hey, I Got a New Book podcast. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Think
he broke out of a shell.
He became more of a person. More outgoing.
Basically, yes.
How about B-A-S-I-C-A-L-L-Y? You say some of those things.
Yeah.